In John chapter 13 and verse 23, John wrote these words. Now there were leaning on Jesus' bosom one of his disciples whom Jesus loved. John also wrote in his gospel, chapter 11 and verse 5, that Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus. And then, as he stood by the graveside of Lazarus, as he stood there weeping, the Jews said, "Behold, how he loved him." John wrote those words. Mark wrote in chapter 10 about the rich man who came running to Jesus, kneeling down in front of him and said, "What must I do to inherit eternal life?" Jesus told him, "You know the commandments, keep them." And then he enumerated them. And the rich man said, "Master, these I have kept from my youth up." In verse 21, it says, Jesus, beholding him, loved him, and said to him, "One thing you lack, go your way, sell whatever you have, and give to the poor, and you shall have treasures in heaven, and come, take up the cross, and follow me." The Bible says the rich man left sad and grieving because he was very wealthy. Let's go back to John 13 and 23, where it tells us about the disciple whom Jesus loved. Is it not true of each and of all redeemed by his blood? Love, if it is to be effective, must be singular and personal, because Christ loved all and died for all. He loved and died for each. We can be like the Apostle Paul, who said, "He loved me and gave himself for me." It was not that Jesus loved John more than the other apostles. It was not his greater love for him more than the other apostles, but it was the relationship. All of us who have children know about this reunion between parents and children. I have two sons and one daughter. Both of my sons think that I love my daughter more than I love them. This could not be further from the truth. The truth is, I love them just as much as I do my daughter. But the relationships that I have with these three are different. The relationship that I have with my children are all based on love and kinship. I am their parent. But with my daughter, it's different. Our daughter and father deal is more than love. It's a relationship, a personal relationship. I love her. I trust her. She loves me. She trusts me. I enjoy being around my daughter. I call her often. She calls me often. With my sons, it's a different story. I never hear from my boys unless I call them first. They never take the time just at random and call me up and say, "Dad, I just wanted to talk with you." But on the other hand, my daughter will call me for no reason at all, except she's just checking in with her daddy. Between Jesus and John, there was a special relationship, which included not only love, but included trust, a public and moving evidence of the love and trust between Jesus and John is seen at the cross, when John seems to be the only apostle present. Although in agony, Jesus sees his mother standing by the cross, and concerned about the future of his mother, Jesus commits her to the care of John, whom he himself loved and trusted beyond others. From that terrible hour of the cross, the sympathy of their mutual loss would prove to be the source of love for each other. From that hour, whatever home John had was shared with Mary. We cannot but wonder why Mary was not placed in the care of her other sons. Was it because of their attitude towards Jesus? For at that time, his own brothers did not believe on him. We say that blood is thicker than water, but the giving over of Mary to John's care proves that spirit is thicker than blood. If these 5 minutes have been a blessing to you, let us know. We would love to hear from you. Email us at BibleStrong316@gmail.com. We love you.